720 WGN. Yes, it's the sound of the islands. The Hawaiian Islands, that is. You know, if you're going to do your schooling from a remote location, why not Hawaii? That's what Bella Malatesta said. Bella, are you there? Bella?
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. Ragarde la Bella Malatesta. okay, here we go. Now, first of all, you're a University of Michigan student, yes?
Yes, correct.
Okay, now, Ann Arbor is my hometown, but that's not why we have you on the air. My father was a sociology professor at the University of Michigan, but that's not why we have you on the air. So, and your major is communications.
That's
right?
Correct.
Well,
yep.
What do you want to do after you graduate? What are you looking for?
So I'm minoring in creative writing and digital studies as well. So I actually want to be a creative writing professor.
Well, good for you. That's highfalutin.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, obviously you, as they say, the cliche is think outside the box. So the University of Michigan, as I understand it, is getting ready for another semester. And they are encouraging students not to return to the campus, which means that, of course, they would go to class remotely. And you took the idea of being remotely to being really remotely. So,
yes.
Can you explain your process, what you were thinking about, what you've come up with, and what you're going to do?
Yeah, I'd love to. So all my classes are very easily remote. So yeah. I was just thinking, you know, Michigan winters are brutal. Mm-hmm. I would love to, if I have to be stuck at home or not really able to do much, I would love to at least be able to enjoy some warm weather. And so I looked at places I've always wanted to go, but I've never been able to afford, just to see if flights were cheap. And Hawaii was extremely affordable for me. I bought a one-way ticket for around $160.
Wow.
And then I was able to find an apartment for a month lease. And then also, like, hostels that were really cheap on several other islands as well. So I'm going to be gone for about a month and a half.
A one-way ticket?
Yeah. I didn't know what my plan was when I first booked the ticket. So I decided I might as well just buy one way. Hopefully prices don't go up too much by the time I figure it out.
So when do you leave for Hawaii?
On Wednesday.
How much was that ticket again?
$160.
From Detroit?
Yes.
Wow. All right, let's get
down. I know.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it, though. What about all this COVID stuff?
So I was actually really worried about that, too, traveling with COVID and everything.
Yes.
I work at a restaurant, so I got COVID actually about 2 months ago from working there. Yeah,
oh,
so I did the whole quarantine. And then in order to fly and arrive on the island, you have to test negative. You have to do a lab test within 72 hours of arriving. And then you also have to do a rapid test once you're on the island.
Don't you have to also quarantine for like 14 days in Hawaii?
They used to have that policy, but now with the two tests, you don't have to do that.
Gotcha. Yep. So you just basically get to land in Hawaii and move around wherever you want to go.
Yeah, and of course I'm going to be taking precautions, wearing my mask, keeping 6 feet distance and stuff like that.
Right. What'd your parents think about this idea?
Honestly, they were thrilled and they were really encouraging me to do it. My parents both also have a travel bug in them, so they were really excited for me.
Well, that's real. Now, what about the time zone difference? Or doesn't it matter?
Yes. No, the 5 hours definitely is going to kill me. My earliest class was actually supposed to be at 11:30, and now it's going to be at 6:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
But, yeah. It's only twice a week, and most of my classes are asynchronous, so it's not a huge deal, but it's definitely those 2 days a week are going to be a little rough for me.
So how many days a week do you have class?
Just only 3 days.
God. This is just the greatest idea I've ever heard of.
exactly.
With the one-way ticket, do you foresee extending your stay?
I was considering it, and then it ended up where my mom, she's a professor as well, so she wanted to go on spring break to Florida with my family, so I'm just going to fly from Hawaii to go meet with them.
Now, wait a minute.
So I'm not going to extend my stay.
You're going to fly from Hawaii to go to spring break in Florida?
Yeah, with just like a family, little family trip with my mom and brothers.
Why don't they just take spring break in Hawaii and come see you?
That's what I keep on telling them to do, but they won't listen to me.
Well, I think it's just a cool thing that you've done here, and I hope it all works out for you. So you're not going to be distracted by living in Hawaii for over a month?
No, I'm the type of person where, like, I can just sit down and get all my work done. I'm not really a procrastinator either. So I think that it should be okay. I also really, really enjoy what I'm studying. So I prioritize it above a lot of things.
Right. And you can look out the window and there's Hawaii. So, I mean.
Exactly.
That's way better than the Diag, if you know what I'm saying. Little Ann Arbor.
Oh, yes.
There. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Bella. Have a very safe trip. And all the best to you.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Thanks for being with us.